Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Ooh, big stuff happened this week.
Well, it's been a newsworthy week.
It has, and there's been a dog involved
there
on occasion.
Has. I suspect by now all of our listeners have heard about Osama bin Laden being caught.
And becoming dead.
Well, it was a dead or alive wanting, so...
That's done.
Yeah. Check one off the box.
Yes, so we're not going to really talk about him. But
with the Navy SEALs, they had a military working dog with them, and we've got some fascinating stuff about it. Still don't know who the dog is for sure, but there's lots of speculation if you check the news sites. Probably some German Shepherdish or Malinois or whatever, that type of
more than likely. We don't
military
know
looking dog. Who, could be a lab.
Yeah, it could be anything, but... Yeah. No matter, the thing is that all military working dogs are fabulous.
Yep.
So, you know, thank you to all of them and all of their handlers. But we're going to talk about some of the cool stuff that we've read about what these particular dogs get outfitted with.
Yeah.
Is this, like, cool or
what,
Terry?
This is like James Bond cool.
It is. Yeah. It's sci-fi. Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with... Okay, should we start with the one that made me go, huh?
There's a little misinformation out there.
Can you imagine that on the internet?
Yeah, go figure. But one of the articles we read made us go, huh?
Seriously, people.
And it was claiming that the military working dogs had their teeth removed and titanium teeth put in. That
Seriously, that made our brows wrinkle.
Yeah, and we're going,
doesn't sound right.
Doesn't really fit here. Let's think about this for a second. Although it made me think of James Bond and the character Jaws.
But oh, seriously.
Anyway, we digress. So that's not true. That's misinformation. The truth is, as military working dogs lose teeth as part of their duty, they are replaced with titanium teeth. So if they lose one of their main canine teeth, they get a shiny bling one, so they've got. Now,
that's right.
They're now wearing a grill.
No, they're seriously not, guys. But what they're trying to give them is something that is as strong as possible. Although they say that if they're attacking and that sort of thing, they can still lose those titanium teeth, but they're pretty strong.
Right.
And they've got to be the best thing they've got going right now, or they wouldn't
right.
be using
best option
military
they have. Yeah.
Working dogs.
Yeah.
Well, and I love this one article where we finally got the real skinny on the quote-unquote titanium fangs. Oh, get a grip. I love, this is a quote, in terms of visuals, many agree that the false fangs do enhance the, oh my God, fear factor. And I got to agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost, you almost visualize the dog smiling in a dark hallway and you just see the flicker off the teeth.
Of the silver. It's yeah. like, oh, I'm done. Hands
up
on the ground, whatever, yes. But that's really cool.
It is cool. Now, they got a lot of high-tech gear they're wearing, too.
Oh, man. I love this stuff.
So, what's some of the pieces, parts?
Well, the tactical body armor. This is very cool. I suspect it's much like you said, Terry, when we're talking about this, what soldiers wear.
Right.
They have to make it fairly lightweight because the dogs have to be very mobile.
So probably Kevlar.
Right. But they have all kinds of doodads on these vests, and I think it's the coolest thing in the world. One is, there's one particular one through this company in Canada, Canine Storm, and we'll put a link up. They just have really neat stuff. But included on this one of their vests are the rings that are needed for you to rappel out of a helicopter with your dog
right.
attached to you.
And that's one thing that this dog did, is it rappelled out of the chopper with its handler when they went into that compound.
It's so neat. And so the vest has stuff like, it's a camera vest, so there's a camera on it, and you said, what you were saying, Terry,
right, I suspect it's got a transmitter on it, because the handler's going to want to see what the dog sees, and the dog's going to be ahead of the handler.
Right.
I suspect they have sort of the heads-up type flippy thing the helicopter guys wear over one eye, because they're going to want to have both eyes open to use their weapon if they need to, but they still want to know what the dog's seeing.
And apparently they can talk to the dog at least up to some distance with a radio activated thing on the vest too.
We haven't gotten
details on that, but how cool is that?
I gotta believe there's a way to send commands.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And like you said, I was trying to get a visual in my head of this when the dog's at a distance, but I didn't realize until we talked about it more that, well, yeah, the handler's now seeing what the dog's seeing, and including at night, they have night vision goggles, cameras. Wow.
Yeah.
This stuff is phenomenal.
It's high tech.
It is just
really
neat
is.
As can be. Okay, let's see. What else?
Well, some of the stuff that they do train the dogs to do, and I don't, in this case, they wouldn't have done that, but a lot of these same dogs use the same gear when they're parachuting out, and if they're doing a high-altitude parachute, they're going to be wearing an oxygen mask.
Oh, wow. So, I hadn't even thought about that.
You're going to have to. If you're at, you know, whatever, some of those guys jump out at 30,000 feet, so.
Wow.
Can you imagine? And training that poor dog to not panic.
Well, talk about appropriate temperament.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be. Yeah, those dogs have to be literally bulletproof in their temperament. But the training that they go through, a lot of it, I think, is the Air Force down at Lackland, I think, in Texas.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine taking. But, you know, it's conditioning. You condition a dog who's got good temperament to anything, he can do any job.
Right, and he's trusting the handler.
Exactly.
It's a
and
trust.
That's just huge. One of the little notes on one of these articles is talking about part of the training program. This actually surprises me. I'm guessing they have a longer-term training program, and this is maybe like graduate school. But they're talking about a 60 to 90-day training program to teach the dogs to detect explosives and drugs. And I love this. Some can even sniff the enemy from up to 2 miles away. And that just makes me giggle because if you've got the right weather conditions, absolutely.
Yeah.
The dog can scent that. I don't know if they teach them to scent, to like alert on any human scent, kind of like search and rescue dogs who are not scent-specific dogs. But that's pretty cool. But the 60 to 90 days is really very short. So I'm assuming that they're in a long-term training program to desensitize them to noise and, you know, the sound of war and just to get those amazing obedience skills that they have to have. But that's neat.
Yeah. It's amazing stuff.
Really, really neat. Go, dogs. Go. Oh, cost of one of those. They call them canine tactical assault suits. And it says here that the Navy SEALs purchased 4 of them last year from a Canadian firm for $86,000. But you know the way the military FUBAR's money. That's probably some of the best.
Yeah, that's better than those $20,000 hammers
but. Or toilet seat. Yes, yeah. Thank you very much. But I just think this is great stuff. I'm loving that. At least we know that there was a dog involved in the assault. So often, hero dogs go just unheralded. Nobody knows.
Yeah. There's a ton of interest in this, too. Everybody, I mean, there was a ton of interest with all the, you know, what happened and the Navy SEAL team and all the people. That's one thing I want to make sure that we emphasize. A lot of work went into this. Those guys risked their lives, but it was years worth of work by analysts and people sitting behind a computer tracking, you know, gackety smack across the internet.
It took 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people to say thank you to.
Absolutely.
But I love the fact that this dog's getting recognized.
I
think
do
this is just so cool.
And it's so great for military dog handlers, too.
Yep.
Because also, the public, just in general, doesn't hear much about them and their dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're special. Their dogs can do extraordinary things. They're partners.
Yeah, and, a tight bond there.
Yeah, and so thank you to all military working dogs and dog handlers everywhere. We love you guys.
Yep, we do. I don't know if we got anything else for this one.
I think that's it.
All right, folks, take care.
Out of here.